Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, Petersfield traders have been clearing up after vandalism in the town centre. Petersfield couples celebrate 10 years of trading at their sweet shop. Residents react to drive-through proposals. And we have details of what's on around the Petersphere. I'll have details of all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Rishi Sunak says controlling immigration is more important than membership of a foreign court. It's his strongest hint yet that he could back leaving the European Convention on Human Rights. The Prime Minister told The Sun's Never Mind the Ballots programme he believes the Rwanda plans are lawful.
I believe that our scheme, including the Rwanda part of it, all our plans are compliant with all our international obligations, including the ECHR. But, right, I believe that border security and controlling illegal migration is more important than our membership of any foreign court.
The sister of Ruth Perry says calls for Ofsted to be abolished could risk squandering a real opportunity for change. Professor Julia Walters has called on unions to focus on working constructively with the inspectorate following the death of her sister. A survey suggests that the majority of school staff believe there are not enough resources for children with special educational needs and disabilities. A poll of over 8,000 National Education Union teacher and support staff members in England and Wales suggests that 41% have no access to counsellors or occupational health specialists to support children with special educational needs and disabilities. The Information Commissioner's Office has called for social media and video sharing platforms to do more to protect children online. The UK's data protection regulator, John Edwards, says that while there has been progress since the introduction in 2021 of the Children's Code of Practice, which guides platforms on how to protect the data of children, some areas still need work. A planned relaxation of rules around airline passengers carrying liquids in hand luggage has been delayed by a year. The government announced it has granted extensions to several large UK airports unable to meet its June 1st deadline to fully install new scanning technology. And Mauricio Pochettino warned his players that hard work is still required at Chelsea despite the increase in their status and bank balance that comes with joining the club. A chaotic campaign has seen much of his squad injured and the club in 12th place ahead of Manchester United's visit to Stamford Bridge. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ricky Williams.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Kirsty Meredith at Petersfield Shine Radio. Petersfield traders have been clearing up after vandalism in the town centre. Stores and restaurants suffered damage at the weekend. The police and town council have been alerted by store owners. Some traders say they want better video coverage of the town centre. Petersfield's Physic Garden was also targeted, according to head gardener John Wade Palmer.
I had a notification to say that there'd been some damage in the garden, so I came in. There'd been benches overturned, obelisks thrown about and damaged, pot broken, litter everywhere. Plants trampled, hoses all turned on. Very disappointing. And then I went in the solicitors next door. They got a huge wheel bin that had been turned over and everything thrown out. So I managed to get all that back in and uprighted with someone from the public.
When do you think this happened?
It happened on Sunday night. And I have seen in social media that it was after quarter to 11. So it was sometime after quarter to 11.
Petersfield couples celebrate 10 years of trading at their sweet shop. Shoppers, young and old, have enjoyed visiting the sweet stop. The couple opened their original shop 10 years ago in Bakery Lane and moved to Central Parade a few years later. David and Sally Scott Angel reflect on the last 10 years as an independent trader.
We're celebrating 10 years in the town. We've been going 14 years, but we started a shop 10 years ago.
We took on the small shop in Bakery Lane 1st of April in 2014 and opened on the 9th and then we moved here in November 22.
It's great. I mean, we do have older sort of generation that come in and have a chat with us, and we do have a number of regulars that do that, and we'll put the world to rights over a coffee and sometimes maybe over half a bar of fudge, as one customer did once.
Earlier this week, we reported on proposals to introduce another drive-through outlet opposite McDonald's. Shine Radio listeners have been quick to comment on the idea. Emily Watts has been looking at your responses.
Caroline Charwood Heath says Petersfield doesn't want any more coffee shops because we have enough of them in town. Her preference would be for a KFC, she says. Robin Greenfield, Lynn Gantlett and Paula Rhea also support the idea of a KFC. Lynn Morgan is concerned about litter. She says she doesn't like to see rubbish strewn up the A3 slip roads. Julie Mudkins welcomes the new job opportunities that the development might create. create. And Ollie Padgett thinks we have enough food outlets in Petersfield. He'd rather see a cinema and a bowling complex there.
And you can see more about the plans at shineradio.uk. And here's Amy with details of what's happening around the Petersphere.
On Saturday the 6th of April, we have wall painting with Nikki Hurd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sage and Salt. On Sunday the 7th of April, we have Nature Wellness Walk from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Queen Elizabeth Country Park. On Monday the 8th of April, we have Children's Pom-Pom Workshop from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Sage and Salt.
And details of all those events Amy mentioned and many more besides are at shineradio.uk. Just click on local events.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, I'm Anne with your weather for Thursday. We will have rain in the morning, but that will clear, leaving a mixture of sunny spells, variable cloud and a few showers. Top temperatures will reach 14 degrees. It will become more cloudy and wet into the evening with overnight lows of 11 degrees. Friday will have another wet start and a fresh breeze, but drier and brighter by lunchtime. Have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Winchester Road and Frenchman's Road both have motorway lights in place today. That's Northamptonshire Council carry out works. In South Harton, Elstead Road is closed. There's a diversion in place there. And lane closures of the A3 are back in force tonight. That's from 8 p.m. Both directions from Hambourne Roundabout. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.